Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
93101.
Thank you. And you said that was 93101?
Yes.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as my system is pulling that up. And may I have your first and last name?
Gloria Taylor.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that for you.
Sure.
And I really do want to thank you one more time for your patience, as that is taking me just a moment to see if I can locate that account.
Okay.
Ken, I really do want to apologize since I am having a little bit of difficulty, ma'am. Would you happen to have an order number I may get located with?
No, I don't have an order number. That's what I'm calling about. I haven't received my order. I was told last time that the next order would be on the 10th, and it hasn't arrived.
Yes, I do completely understand. Do you mind spelling your first and last name for me? That way I make sure I did have that spelled correctly.
Gloria Taylor.
Thank you.
In Santa Barbara.
Thank you. And I do really want to thank you for all of your patience. As it is taking my system a moment to see if it can find that account for me. I really do apologize.
Well, that's okay. I know that computers can take more time.
Thank you. And I really do apologize for the wait. I really am sorry that it is taking me so long to track that down for you.
Well, I don't understand. I should lose my account.
Yes, I do completely understand, and I really am sorry. I'm checking my supervisor to see if they may can locate it for me, since I am having difficulties locating that. So it will be just one moment.
Okay.
And so that we can see if we may have located the correct account, may I have the shipping address, please?
1116 De La Vida Street. That's three words. D-E-L-A-V-I-N-A. Apartment 104 in Santa Barbara, California, 93101.
Thank you, and you said that zip code again was for me. You were breaking up just a little. I didn't quite hear that.
93101.
Thank you. And I did get the account pulled up for you, so it will take me just a moment as I do see exactly what is going on for you. So that'll be just one moment.
You did find it?
Yes, I did locate the account for you.
Oh, good.
OK, Okay, so what I am showing is that it does look like there was a shipment processed on 5/12 and shipped out. And I am showing that, if you'll give me just a second to see what the tracking is showing, it would be just one moment. So, yes, I am showing that from what I can see, it does look like your package was shipped out yesterday. And it normally takes about 4 to 5 days for you to receive it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, he told me I'd receive it on the 10th, but I guess he meant that it would be shipped on the 10th.
Yes, I'm sorry for any misunderstanding. Yes, I'm showing that it was, the order was processed on 5/12.
Oh, goodness. So, and then it takes about 5 days?
Yes.
Can you show me where it is right now?
Well, I can provide you with the tracking number for you to be able to track the package if you would like.
Yeah, just a minute. I'll get a pen. Well, I can't find one, so I guess I can't do it. But, so it'll be here in about, takes 5 days?
It normally is about 5 days, yes.
Oh, golly. Well, all right then. So now when is my next shipment coming?
If you will give me just a moment, I can see exactly when that next shipment would process for you. I'm showing that your next shipment is set to process on 6/21.
So you'll mail it on 6/21?
Yes.
Well, I guess that's okay. All right, then. Well, just so I know it's on its way, and it'll be here, you say, in 5 days.
Yes, it normally does take about 5 days.
I don't understand why he told me that I actually expected it on the 10th. I don't understand that. But anyway, at least you found it. So thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, that's it. I need that. Okay.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.